Sunshine.
Morning, Jane.
Coffee's on. Want a cuppa?
No, thank you. Caffeine only weakens the immune system. I'm fighting off a flu.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me get you some breakfast.
No, that's really not necessary.
Oh, no. You'll feel much better once you've had my scrambled egg tacos and Spam patties.
It's in keeping with the trusty adage, starve a cold, disgust a fever.
Tea and dry toast?
Oh, bless you.
I was using that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, well, no problem. Listen, why don't you just relax? I'll clean up later.
You know, not to criticize, but I usually serve Mr. Crane whole grain cereal for breakfast. I try to avoid giving him fried foods.
Oh, Marty loves fried foods.
Yes, well, just because he likes something doesn't mean it's good for him.
True, but just because something's good for him doesn't mean that he has to be stuck with it day after day.
Ooh, looks like it's going to be another scorcher.
Mm-hmm.
Radio said high 90s.
Yes, it's hot.
Yeah, well, I guess there'll be some more brownouts. Hate to think of what it's going to do to the crops.
Dad, please, I'm trying to read.
Oh, sure, sorry. Yeah. Oh, double homicide last night. Yeah, with this heat wave, though, I'm not surprised. Yeah, I wonder what started that.
Perhaps someone wouldn't stop talking about the weather.
Yeah, you might be right. It's a real scorcher out there.
Morning.
Oh, hey.
Did I say that before?
Before and after.
Oh. Please, would you two spare me the single entendre this morning? I'm trying to avoid getting sick.
Well, there's nothing like one of Mama's big biscuits if you're fighting something off.
Yes. Sure, with good aim, it could bring down an elk.
How about you, sweetie?
Oh, just half a one for me.
Oh, come on. Wouldn't hurt you to put on a few pounds. Men like to see a little oomph in your walk away.
Yeah, you ought to see him smile when Sherry leaves the room.
I can imagine.
Oh, now, you're so pretty. I don't understand why men aren't just buzzing around you. Frasier, you're not seeing anybody. Here you are, under the same roof. Both cute as corn.
Look,
why don't you just...
stop right there. I'm trying to have a peaceful morning. I do not want to be put on the spot. I do not want to eat some bizarre breakfast concoction. And I do not want to discuss the weather. I just want to try to conserve energy, sit here, and enjoy my paper.
Sure, Frasier.
I'd be pounding you.
Not another word!
I don't care who did what to whom or in what disgusting manner. As we speak, hordes of viral Visigoths are hurling themselves over the battlements of my immune system, laying waste to my... Oh, dear God, you see how weak I am. I can't even finish a simple Visigoth metaphor.
Yeah, if you get sick, don't go sneezing and everything. The last time the Happy Chef had a cold, I was picking lettuce off the mic for a week.
You will not believe what...
I meant what I said. Simply cannot deal with other people's problems today.
Well, good news for Mark on line 3, whose wife is keeping a pumpkin in a bassinet. I know it'll make you feel better. My friend Lisa's having a singles party tonight. I'm supposed to bring someone I'm not interested in, but who's a really good catch.
Oh, God, Ross, please, I need my rest. You know, even if I didn't, I do not want to be poked and prodded by a bunch of desperate alcohol-lubricated husband hunters.
Oh, come on, it'll be fun. Cheryl from sales was asking if you'd be there.
Cheryl, mm-hmm. Isn't she the one who at the last company wedding hip-checked you into the ice sculpture in a headlong rush to catch the bouquet?
That is not what happened. She thought the bartender said last call.
Look, Ross, I'm not going to fight anymore, but I want you to know you said a lot of things that really hurt my feelings. Fun is fun, but I'm not made of stone. So I want you to know, as of this moment, we work together, but we are no longer friends.
You want to go to a party tonight?
I'm there.
Ready to do your exercises?
Oh, in a minute.
Just a couple more hands.
You said that half an hour ago.
Guess I must be a bad influence.
Yeah, next thing you know, you're gonna have me smoking behind the gym.
Ah! I'm sorry, but it's for your own good. I want you down on your back in 2 minutes and no arguments.
Sounds a lot better when you say it.
Hello? Speaking. Oh, she did she? Well, Sherry was mistaken. I don't go out with people I've never met. Thank you anyway. I can't believe it. You gave my number to a total stranger.
I thought it would be a nice surprise. You're not seeing anybody. Kenny is a great guy.
He said his name was Jack.
Oh, I forgot about Jack.
There's more than one.
Well, I hope you're a lot nicer to Kenny when he calls. He has a boat.
Yeah. Why don't you just squeeze me into a pair of hot pants and drop me off down by the docks?
Maybe you wouldn't be so touchy if you didn't wake up on the wrong side of no one every morning.
That's your answer to everything. Sex. It's like you're part rabbit. People ought to rub your feet for luck.
Come on now. You don't want to say anything you're going to regret. Now you're acting like a couple of fishwives. See, I'm regretting that one already.
Maybe I'd be less touchy if I hadn't spent half the day cleaning up after you and the other half on the phone with the garbage disposal repairman because one of your bloody big biscuits broke the blade.
That's a lot of B words for a little girl. Here's one you forgot.
Oh, don't you dare.
What do you mean, don't I dare?
You're
right.
It's okay for you.
You're not trying.
You're just the bloody...
Is Seattle experiencing a Prozac shortage?
Daphne and Sherry are having a little problem. Actually, maybe you can settle it.
I'm sorry, Dad. It was all I could do to get through my show. King Solomon has split his last baby for the day. My health is hanging by a thread.
But
you're just going to have to settle this amongst yourselves. Quietly.
You've got a lot of nerve talking to me that way.
Me? You're the one who started it, didn't she, Marty?
Hey, you're not putting me in the middle of this.
I didn't start anything. You've had your big conk in my business all day.
That better mean no's.
And what if it doesn't?
Hey, oh, all right, come on, come on, knock it off. Now, I said I didn't want to get involved in this, but... Oh, Daphne, you know, Sherry was only trying to be nice.
Of course you'd take her side. She's the one who keeps your hammer toes warm at night.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
Oh, figure it out.
Oh, come on, Daph.
Go to your perch. Daphne.
I'm so sorry to bother you, Dr. Crane, but I had an awful row with Sherry and I can't go back there. I tried a couple of my girlfriends, but they weren't home. So, may I spend the night here? Relax, Dr. Crane. I'm just unbuttoning your shirt. Are you feeling any better?
Yes. I don't know what happened. My knees never buckled like that before. The wine and the heat must have made me dizzy.
It is rather steamy in here.
I apologize for the lack of air conditioning. It seems in order to live in an exclusive landmark building, one must be willing to sweat through the odd heat wave like a tortured character in a Tennessee Williams play.
I can't imagine what you must be thinking. Me barging in, asking to spend the night.
Well, gee, I'm just thinking so many things.
Sherry just makes me so mad. She's been giving my number to strange men so they'll call and ask me out.
How dare she? Why would she do such a thing?
Because she says I'm too rigid.
Nonsense.
And that I'm too picky.
Poppycock.
And that I'd be much happier if I just went out and had sex with someone.
Just to play devil's advocate.
Don't tell me you agree with her.
No, no. It's much too hot for hell to have frozen over.
I mean, it's like caveman thinking. All Daphne needs is a quick roll in the hay.
Yes, well...
A little slap and tickle would solve all her problems.
Yeah.
The worst part is... I think she might be right. Maybe part of why I got so mad at her is... because she hit a nerve.
It's very possible.
I mean, I have been keeping myself on the shelf lately. I'm feeling a little like the good china.
Someone should be eating off you every day. Music?
Lovely.
You know, I hope this doesn't sound terribly forward, but I'm so hot. I'd really love to get out of these sweaty clothes. Would it be all right if I took a cool bath?
Yes, of course. It's upstairs, a third door on your left.
Thank you.
There are fresh towels in the linen closet. Use the Indian cotton. It'll be more gentle on your skin.
Oh, Dr. Crane... You're always thinking of me.
You have no idea.
Dr. Crane? Ooh, that fan feels good. Oh.
Oh, dear. Sorry about the fan.
No, that's quite all right. Thanks for lending me your dressing gown. Don't you just love the feel of silk on your skin?
Oh, yes, there's nothing quite like it. Passion fruit?
Thank you. You know, if you keep treating me like this, I'll never want to leave.
Champagne?
You shouldn't have.
I love champagne, but it's a drink for two, and I... never have anyone to share it with.
Yes. There are things you miss when you're on your own. Champagne. Another person's touch. Even if it's just holding hands. I guess you've been missing that sort of thing too since you and Mrs. Crane split up.
Well, actually, Maris never held hands. She had a slight webbing that made her self-conscious.
I'm sure there are other intimacies you miss.
Naturally, I still have a longing for... that is, I have a desire to have...
sex?
Fruit?
Pardon?
I mean, yes, yeah, sex.
I'd love some. I mean, fruit. Although, sex is good too. Dr. Crane, I guess I just have sex on the mind tonight.
Well, that happens.
And this weather doesn't help, does it? The heat gets inside you. It makes you so aware of your body. It's like nature's way of letting you know you're still an animal.
God, it's hot in here.
Getting hotter every minute.
Spice?
Oh, yes, I could use some right now. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, that's better. Where's your piece?
Melted. Get another.
Oh, you know, unless it cools down, I'm afraid we won't be getting much sleep tonight.
Shame we have just the one fan.
Oh, really?
Yes, that is a shame. The two of us and just one fan. Well, of course, you're the host. You take it.
No. I couldn't sleep at all knowing you were in the next room all hot and... hot.
Well, I suppose under the circumstances, we could both sleep in the same room.
It does oscillate.
What?
The fan.
Oh. Oh, dear.
What?
It's time to take my pills. I forgot all about them. They're back at the apartment.
What pills?
It's my thyroid. Nothing serious, just a bit overactive. If I don't take my pills, I tend to faint dead away.
What's the point of having a fainting couch if you can't use it once in a while?
I'll just run over and get them. I'll come right back.
No. We'll go together. And I'll run up for you. If you and Sherry get in the same room together, the two of you might make up more reasons to fight with one another.
You're true. That's right, too. We don't have much privacy either.
But I think Kenny is the perfect person.
Kenny would be great.
Don't you think so? Oh, Nilesy! Oh. Where did you come from?
What are you doing here?
Daphne's taking refuge at my apartment for the night. I just stopped by to get a few of her things.
Back? You weren't going to tell us? You were just going to let us worry all night?
No, I was going to tell you on my way out.
Oh, this is stupid. I'm going to call her and get her back here. We're going to work this thing all out.
Dad, it's a waste of time. She's so upset there's no way she will ever set foot in this apartment tonight. If you don't believe me, you can ask her yourself.
I just remembered, my pills aren't in the medicine cabinet. They're on the dresser.
What courage, pulling yourself together like this. Just scurry on down to the car, and I'll only be a moment.
Sherry and I talked, and we really feel bad about this. You know, the whole thing is just a misunderstanding.
If you want, I suppose we could sit down and talk it out.
Well, I suppose we could.
Obviously, these two wildcats can't come to terms. The best thing will be for them to be apart. I know I'm a psychiatrist.
No, your dad is right. Now, Daphne just misunderstood.
I didn't exactly misunderstand. You did set me up with a total stranger.
Oh, but he's not a stranger. He comes in the bar all the time.
Oh, a barfly. Much better.
Oh, there you go again.
Me?
You know, you two are really a lot alike.
I am nothing like that. How can you say that?
Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, all I was trying to do was...
He's probably an alcoholic.
He's not an alcoholic. You think I would let you go out with him?
Honey.
You're a busybody. That's what you are.
I'm taking a bath.
Bubbles?
They're aromatherapeutic. And exactly what part of "I'm taking a bath" did you take to mean "come on in"?
Well, I'm sorry to tax your delicate system, but Daphne's back, and she and Sherry are at it again, and now she says she's going to stay overnight with Niles, and I don't know what to do, and this is your department.
All right, unless blood has been spilled and on a carpeted area, I don't care. Now get out.
Oh, there you are. Marty, I tried, but that girl has no manners whatsoever. Hey, Fraser.
Do you mind?
I knew I'd find you in here. Whatever they're telling you about me is not true.
Daphne, please, you can't come in here.
Why? She can.
No, she can't. No one can.
Fraser, have you no decency? Daphne, let's go.
All right. I am moments away from succumbing once and for all to this flu. But I will take one stab at this, and then I am going to sink hippopotamus-like beneath the bubbles. I think what this all comes down to is a dispute over turf. Daphne and Sherry are like two animals scent marking their territory, which in this case is you, Dad.
You couldn't come up with a less disgusting comparison?
All right, fine. It's like the Roman Emperor Tiberius, his mother Livia, and his wife Vipsania.
What?
Huh?
Oh.
Go on.
All right. Daphne, your primary role in this household is to take care of Dad. Sherry, you also enjoy taking care of Dad. I suspect that your attempts to find Daphne a boyfriend are really an unconscious ploy to get her out of the way. It's unconscious. Daphne? Naturally, you're threatened by this. You feel that you're no longer needed.
have been feeling a bit unwanted lately.
Oh, well, a night without your services will have them singing a different tune. Let's go.
Yes, Donna, no one's going to be singing anything tonight, all right? But definitely. I think we now all understand why you stormed out of here earlier. Strong emotion like not feeling wanted can drive anyone to a rash and impulsive act.
Yes, it nearly did. Mm. I mean, yes, it did.
Yes, well, at the root of this, you're both just feeling insecure.
Exactly.
Which very possibly could have been avoided if Dad had been sensitive enough to remind you that you're both important in his life.
What are you saying, that it's my fault?
Well, I must admit, a few reassuring words might just have done the trick.
Marty does have difficulty expressing his feelings.
No, I don't.
Oh, Sharon.
Oh, save it, honey. It wasn't our fault.
Yes, it was. You said that she was skinny and you said she was big mouth.
That is not important. We all feel better now.
Well, I don't.
Well, God, all right, look, I am running out of patience, I'm running out of strength, and I'm running out of bubbles. Please, the lecture has ended.
You're a good psychiatrist, Dr. Crane.
You sure are, hon. You see, Marty, it isn't just a lot of hooey.
Thank you very much.
Oh. Please, Niles. Look, unconsciously you knew that it wasn't right. That's why you brought Daphne back here.
No, we came back to fetch her damn thyroid pills.
You're a doctor. Why didn't you just use your prescription pad?
Oh, my God.
Isn't there an all-night pharmacy across the street from your building?
Oh, my God.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.